KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8:02, we have a clear to partly cloudy sky and 24 degrees in Atlantic. We look for skies to be partly cloudy here today with a high of 43. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by First National Bank. They're locally owned and proud to be your full-service bank. Member FDIC, equal housing lender. Well, topping Western Iowa news, officials in Council Bluffs say a large water main break near North 9th Street and Avenue F has resulted in the issuance of a boil advisory for the entire city of Council Bluffs for anywhere from 24 to 48 hours. According to media reports, a geyser was shooting up from the street for a while after the incident occurred, sometime between 2:15 and 2:30 this morning, and the vehicle was partially submerged in a large hole created by the water main break. The road has also buckled in that area. The cause of the break is under investigation, and repairs are being initiated. Authorities, meanwhile, have shut down at least 9 blocks to traffic as the water main break caused street flooding, and temperatures below freezing means that roads in the vicinity of the incident are very icy or slushy, and drivers are urged to avoid that area around North 9th and Avenue F. And schools are being asking students to bring bottled water to class today in Council Bluffs due to the boil advisory. Under a boil advisory, the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention recommends that persons use bottled water for drinking, cooking, and brushing of teeth, or that tap water be brought to a rolling boil for one full minute before it is consumed in order to kill any protozoa, bacteria, or viruses. News time is 8:03.
First National Bank is locally owned and proud to be your full-service bank. They have the expertise needed to provide you excellent service with a great selection of banking and investment needs. They have a complete line of lending services available, and they offer insurance sales. At First National Bank, you'll be greeted with a friendly face at the teller's window as well as each special desk. First National Bank in Fontenelle, Greenfield, Messina, and Anita, where you'll get the most banking service for the least cost. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
And in other top Western Iowa news this morning, an accident Tuesday evening about 3 miles southeast of Bayard in Guthrie County has claimed the life of one person and resulted in injuries to another. The Iowa State Patrol said 85-year-old Donald Wetzel of Guthrie Center died in the crash, which happened at around 5:40 p.m. Tuesday on Highway 25 just north of 130th Street. The accident occurred when a northbound 2008 Chevy Impala driven by Wetzel collided with a trailer portion of a semi driven by 60-year-old Dwayne Putney of Stewart, as Putney was backing the semi into a farm drive. The truck, with its flashers and headlights on, was blocking both lanes of Highway 25 at the time of the crash. The car came directly under the trailer portion of the semi in the northbound lane of Highway 25, and Wetzel was pronounced dead at the scene. Putney was transported to the Guthrie County Hospital by Guthrie Rescue. Both men were wearing their seatbelts. In other news, the first of two public hearings pertaining to an amendment to the Cass County Zoning Ordinance will take place this morning here in Atlantic. The hearing is with regard to a change in the zoning district or district's permitted principal uses and will take place during the regularly scheduled meeting of the Cass County Board of Supervisors. That hearing will then be followed by the first vote on approving the amended ordinance. A second hearing and vote on the amendment will be held January 16th. In other business, the supervisors here in Cass County will receive a quarterly report from County Conservation Department Director Micah Lee, and they're expected to act on approving a new hire for the Secondary Roads Department. Their meeting begins at 9 a.m. in the supervisors' boardroom at the Cass County Courthouse. The Shelby County Board of Supervisors on Tuesday approved a 5% increase in wages for elected officials, with just a few exceptions. Tim Meyer, treasurer of the Shelby County Compensation Board, requested the increase for elected officials except for Sheriff Mark Irvey, who will see a 6% increase. Meyer told the supervisors his first year on the board in 2011 that Shelby County officials were trailing the rest of the counties considerably, ranking 89th as compared to the population 65th. The Compensation Board decided last year, actually in 2011, to ask for the increase in wages and continue a plan to raise the compensation closer to the population base. Meyer said that 5% increase agreed upon by the Compensation Board prior to being recommended for approval by the supervisors.
What we decided again as a board was to again ask for a 5% increase for the elected officials across the board, with the exception of the sheriff. We're asking for 6% for Mark. He covers a lot of miles. He's covering a lot of duties, and we just think that his compensation still trails his peers in our area a little more than it should. So that's why we're recommending the 6%.
Meyer said that the county officials do a great job and should be commended for the work they do. Supervisor Steve Kangel compared elected officials' wages in Shelby County and four other counties in the area prior to the board's vote.
In Shelby County here, our population ranking is at 64, and our property tax ranking valuation is at 63. So we're tells me we're right where we need to be. Then I wanted to look at our levy rate, where we're at with taxes, and you can see the levy rate of the counties around us varies from 37.3 to we're the low at 30. So really they're from 31 to 33. The state average is 34. So you can see we're real low in the state with the surrounding counties with our property tax levy. Property tax, five-year average, what our change has been, where we've been and gone, and our average for the last 5 years per year is 2.4%. You can see that's about half of what the state average is.
He said also the county will be debt-free by next fiscal year, and Kangel reminded the board other county officials received a $1,500 raise this year.
If we weren't doing anything at all, you have to look at that, and if you factor that in there, that's $12,000. If you subtract that off of there, you're looking at above and beyond a 1.5% increase about what all the other employees got to cover this increase. It's about $4,800. Then Charlie and I said from the beginning when this first came out, that we would not take any, I knew that what the salary was when I ran for to be county supervisor. And we're not going to take any raise until a year from now, if this is approved. And so if you take that savings out, about $1,279, we're looking about a cost, additional cost of the county above the $1,500, about $3,620. So it's about 1.1%.
Supervisor Roger Smith said that he would not vote for the salary increase because he's not better than the other two supervisors. Kangel refuted that argument.
Well, what I wanted to do was approve it and Roger get his now, and then they just wait 6 months the next year, and then they would enact Charlie and I's then, and that way he gets his and everybody's treated the same. That way, at the end of the year, we're ended up with 2.5, and he's ended up with 5.
A motion to approve the increase passed by a vote of 2-1, with Schmitz voting no, because he felt that everyone should be the same on the board wage-wise. Taking a look at world headlines at this hour here on KJAN. More testimony will be presented today in the hearing to determine whether a former grad student will stand trial for the July movie theater massacre in Aurora, Colorado. Defense attorneys have been arguing that 25-year-old James Holmes is mentally ill. Authorities who testified during the preliminary hearing say Holmes spent more than 2 months gathering weapons for the assault that killed 12 and injured 70. New York Governor Andrew Cuomo is expected today to propose an assault weapons ban when he delivered his State of the State address. The move comes following last month's school massacre in Newtown, Connecticut. In nearby New Jersey, Governor Chris Christie told NBC's Today Show that he's willing to have a conversation about stricter gun laws, but that policymakers must also address the mental health system, improved access to drug treatment, and look at the impact of violent video games. Wall Street is poised to open on a higher note this morning. The Dow Jones futures are up 13 points, and the broader S&P futures are also rising. Asian stocks closed mixed, and most European stocks are edging up in early trading. KJAN News Time is 8:10.
At First National Bank, we strive to make your banking experience as simple and convenient as possible. If you would like to enjoy the benefit of banking anytime, anywhere, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, without an interruption in your busy day, sign up for our free online banking. Signing up is easy. Just visit our website and click on Enroll to try our online banking demo for a trial run. Locally owned, locally active, and proud to be your bank. In Fontenelle, Greenfield, Messina, Anita, and Correctionville. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
In the funeral announcements, Daryl Stuva, age 87, of Fontenelle, died Sunday. Funeral services for Daryl Stuva will be this morning at 10:30 at the Avondale United Methodist Church in rural Fontenelle. Steen Funeral Home in Fontenelle has the arrangements. Marvin Miller, age 77, of Harlan, died Saturday. A massive Christian burial service for Marvin Miller will be held today at 11 o'clock at St. Michael's Catholic Church in Harlan. Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has the arrangements. James Donahue, age 86, of Omaha, died Thursday. Services for James Donahue will be held today at noon at the St. Peter and Paul Catholic Church here in Atlantic. Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic has the arrangements. Merle Fay, age 93, of Corning, died Saturday. Memorial services for Merle Fay will be held tomorrow at 11 o'clock at the United Congregational Methodist Church in Lewis. Ritchie Funeral Home in Corning has arrangements. Helen Partlow, age 90, of Stewart, died Monday. Funeral services for Helen Partlow will be held on Friday at 11 o'clock at the Fairview Congregational Church in rural Stewart. Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart has the arrangements. And Imogene Photo, age 86, of Omaha and formerly of Oakland, died Sunday. Private family services will be held for Imogene Photo at a later date. The Pauly Jones Funeral Home of Avoca is in charge of the arrangements. Our news and funeral announcements were brought to you by First National Bank, with locations in Fontenelle, Greenfield, Messina, Anita, and Correctionville. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.